My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods. It's 97.3 The Fan. Let's get our heads right on a Thursday, July 11th. Great to be here with you. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor.
What are we doing?
Good morning.
Why are we whispering?
Just didn't have the same zest this morning when I cracked the mic.
Well, you're the one who's going on vacation in 4 hours.
Couldn't even
you
sleep.
Should have plenty of zest.
I couldn't even sleep last night. I was so excited. I was laying in bed like, tomorrow night I'll get to see one of my favorite bands. I'm so excited. I'm going to have some bourbon. And God only knows. God only knows what kind of trouble I'm going to get into tonight. And I cannot wait. Cannot wait for it. Now, good morning. We can redo it. Good morning, everybody.
Thank
Let's
you.
Get our heads right. Today is Cheer Up the Lonely Day. That's what we're going to try to do. The San Diego Padres do make you feel a little bit lonely from time to time. They do. You feel like you're alone when you're watching that team flounder.
I have a problem with that.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel like Cheer Up the Lonely Day implies that the lonely
need cheering up.
In need of help or in need of cheering up. It's okay to be lonely. You don't always need companionship all the time. You can be very comfortable by yourself.
You know, the great Paul Stanley had a song, and it was called Who Wants to Be Lonely? Meaning, nobody wants to be lonely. Who wants to be with you tonight? Yeah, that's. I don't know. I think it's just cheer up the lonely. It doesn't mean that they have a problem. Like, hey, let me just make you feel better.
It makes it certainly sound like if you're lonely, you're sad.
I'm going to look up the... Brandon says he needs a lot of cheering up. Yeah, man, you know, that's kind of our job in the morning to and people get mad at us sometimes for doing that. Like when we open the show after, a four-game losing streak, right? And we're like, ha, 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 hey, what's up, guys? Everybody good? Like, dude, you guys don't care, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, nah, I do care, but it can't consume you. You know, it really can't. It can't wear you out. Are you looking it up right now?
I am not looking it up right now.
So I don't know where that the origin was.
It's very hard not to spin you out. I was trying to text Pauly because the Odyssey app is not playing our show. It's playing the network show right now. So we need to work some technical issues out, apparently.
We've been having issues.
Yeah, we've had some technical issues this morning in the studio.
I think I just reset something.
Hopefully, hopefully it's working for everybody right now.
Yep.
There we go. All right.
Yeah, you guys are hearing Maggie and Perloff instead of...
Well, if you're not hearing you say that, if you're actually hearing Maggie and Perloff.
They were hearing Maggie and Perloff. All right, well, listen, man, this has not been our best open of all time. It's fine. It happens. You're going to have some clunkers from time to time. Thing about us, though, unlike the Padres, we will not have four bad shows in a row. That is a promise. We really never have four.
No.
Never.
Maybe two.
Like, I'll
at
die
most.
Trying.
Usually two is more than one.
Two is like our record.
The maximum.
Like our literal record. Now, that's how we feel. There are people out there listening, like my buddy Cornholio, who's just been wearing me out on Twitter. He wants me to block him so bad. He...
Especially, now I don't know exactly how far into the week...
What the hell is going on? Still playing the...
Is it really? Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, if you're watching on YouTube, I guess good morning to you guys. So if they're listening on the radio, what are they hearing?
They should be hearing us.
Man, that sucks. All right, well, listen, we got to plow ahead. We got to forge ahead. People get mad at us, though, if we come in and have a good time after a four-game skid, you know? And I just, listen, in the mornings, it's kind of our responsibility to get you guys off on the right foot. That's really what the job is. It took me a long time to realize that. Like, it's my duty to send you to work in a good mood or maybe calm down a little bit or get you fired up. You know, those are the kind of three places we operate from here on Ben and Wood. So that's what we're going to try to do today. I wish I had better news for you if you're a San Diego Padres fan. It's been a rough week, certainly. And I do feel bad. I did feel bad driving in this morning. I thought, man, I'm leaving today at 10, and Ben's got to do a roundtable on this team. And then Ben's got to work tomorrow with no game tonight, Benny and Pauly. And then you guys got Mike Schilt on tomorrow. I snicker because I would hate to be put in the same position. Is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can do to make it better for
you? Well, I'm not in a bad place. Maybe you're not in a great place, or the fan base isn't in a great place, but I'm trying to just keep perspective on everything. The Padres are exactly where they've been all season long, right around 500. Right in the top three in the wild card race. Really haven't separated themselves from anyone or been, you know, passed by anyone other than like the Philadelphia Phillies. There's really no team that I can say for sure is better or worse than the Padres in the National League. Obviously the record of the Rockies and the Marlins, they're out of it. But I would say every team between the Phillies and the Rockies are essentially, throw a hat over them, and you put them in a four-game or five-game series or a seven-game series, it's a toss-up in my mind. It could be Padres-Dodgers. It could be Dodgers-Cubs. It could be Brewers against the Reds. It could be any of the teams, or Pirates against the Giants. Put them all in a hat right now.
Yep.
And it's basically... Those teams could beat any of those teams. Phillies are the one team that look like they're a little bit better than everybody else. Obviously, the Dodgers are in a more comfortable position, but they haven't done anything that makes me think that they're, you know, better or worse than anyone. And the Padres could lose to any of those teams in any series at any given time.
Did I see right yesterday that the Dodgers in their last 43 games are 22-21?
That sounds about right. They're just kind of mediocre like everybody else.
That's as mid as it gets. That's absolutely as mid as it gets. So, all right, I guess there's a little bit of perspective for you. But, you know, the difference in some of those teams that you mentioned and our team, a lot of those teams have massive reinforcements coming. Massive reinforcements.
As do the Padres. I mean,
do we?
You're sweet, sweet.
Xander Bogaerts, Fernando Tatis Jr., got a good report on Joe Musgrove yesterday.
Oh, he's a sweet kid, man.
It's as good as you're going to get in the National League in terms of potential reinforcements for
you
the second half of the season.
You just listed three guys, none of whom know how to throw a fastball. None of them know how to throw a sweeper. None of them
could eat up innings.
Joe could. They're saying he may not come back at all this year.
Mike Schilt yesterday was extremely positive about Joe's prospects of coming back.
Wait, Mike Schilt was positive? Are you joking? He didn't say, he's done. He's done, y'all. Send him out to pasture. No, of course. A lot of these teams you're talking about.
They got off the mound yesterday. It's got to be a positive step.
They got a lot of reinforcements coming. And again, we don't know what Tatis. Xander played last night, and Elsinore had a decent game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited about Xander coming back. I am. Lengthens the lineup. Lengthens the bench, you know, certainly gives you another option or two here or there, but... Yeah, it sucks, man. Yesterday was a was a really, really rough one for the San Diego Padres. It wasn't as bad as the night before. We were texting about that yesterday. The day before was terrible. yesterday, you're like, a little bit of a break here and there, and the game's different. Obviously, you don't want to get hit in the five hole if you're Luis Arraez yesterday, and it cost us a run, which is a bummer.
It was weird, though. I mean, it was a 2-0 game.
2-0.
And they had bases loaded, I think, a couple of times.
In the second...
had multiple runners on in the eighth and the ninth.
Yep.
Maybe one other opportunity somewhere. Yeah.
Plenty of scoring opportunities, and yet, really, until like eighth or ninth, when Merrill was up, I think, with two on, and I thought, maybe he can hit one here. Up until that point, though, even with bases loaded in a two-run game, I'm like, I just don't feel like they got it in them today. It just didn't feel like that was going to go our way.
I felt the magic was coming that night.
I actually did think the magic was coming yesterday.
Which is nice to be in Paulie's cynical head, because being in our head and be like, ooh, we're going to get it. When Manny walked, I'm like, here we go.
The Mariners literally, they had like no scoring opportunities. They had the one that was given to them by the Padres in the second inning. And then they had that two-out singles that kind of just... happened all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like King. Otherwise, King was dominant.
He's great.
I mean, the Mariners couldn't do anything yesterday against the Padres. Padres had some chances. That was just a baseball game. Didn't work out. Yeah, it's been a rough week, but we've seen about six of these over the course of the season already, and they've always just bounced back and come back and started playing well again after a 4 or 5 game skid, and off they go again. I mean, I've got the numbers, and we can get into them in the show today of what the Padres have done just in their last basically, 6 weeks of back and forth, up and down, riding the, and I know he hates that phrase, but they are riding a roller coaster this year.
There's no doubt. I mean, there's just no other way you can look at it. None whatsoever. I know that you don't like the phrase, but that's exactly what this team is, man. It's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster for the fans. It's a roller coaster. The players just, they look at it as we're going to clock into work every single day. Nothing changes. Routine changes. At the end of the day, you hope the results are where you want them, right? Like they probably don't look at it like that. They're not living and dying with each win and each loss. But to watch the team, to cover the team and really be invested in the team, I don't know how you could look at it as anything else. I really don't. It's woo, just up and down and up and down. And, that's something that they're going to have to figure out in the second half, obviously. And I just don't know how you quote unquote figure it out. I really don't. I mean, he's got to play better baseball, dude. The offense has disappeared.
Our boy Tommy on X posted, and I'm assuming he's accurate here. Padres past stretches.
Yeah, this
started
was great.
From May 26th. Go back to May 26th. 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
0-5.
Oh.
5-1.
0-5.
12-3. 0-4.
So I guess we're about a day away from the start of another really good stretch. So we should be feeling pretty good as Padres fans, knowing that another great...
they're going to lose tomorrow for sure.
Yep, and then a great stretch begins on Saturday.
Yeah. So, and then the All-Star break hits.
And we'll just carry it right on through to the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been really, really fun.
But, I mean, you can say factually, 1 week ago, Padres had the hottest offense in baseball.
Correct.
Absolutely, number one,
no doubt,
hottest offense in baseball.
Yeah.
And now this week, looks like they have no idea how to score a run. Same team, 1 week. How do you make sense of it? How do you talk about this team? That's our dilemma that we've been dealing with all season long.
Yep.
5-1, 0-5.
I'm going to try not to get too high or too low. And, the next time they go on the run and they win 5 of 6 or 8 of 10, not going to get overly excited about it either.
Yes,
knowing,
you will.
No, I didn't. I really tried not on the last one, knowing that magnet back to 500 is still in effect. It still exists. It's still going to pull them back at some point. And ultimately, the San Diego Padres are what we said they were at the beginning of the year.
500.
They're a team that's probably going to play a couple of games above 500 this season and should be a playoff contender for a wild card spot at the end of the year.
Yep.
They're exactly what we thought they would be. Maybe not in the way we thought it would happen. I was expecting more of a, win three, lose two, win one, lose one, win two, lose three, and that, not necessarily win five, lose five, win 5 out of 6, lose 5, win 12 out of 15, lose 5. it's been a little more concentrated in terms of the bursts, but ultimately they're right where we thought they would be.
Yeah, the big chunks. The chunks is what we're
and they've done it despite massive injuries. You know, they've gotten some unexpectedly good performances from players, and here we are at the All-Star break. Would we have not signed up for a couple of games over 500 at the All-Star break?
I think we would have.
I think most of us would have.
I think we would have. I think that's a fair way to look at it, certainly. You know, this week, notwithstanding, it's yesterday again, one of those games where you're like, especially the night before, too, just stars aren't doing much, you know, at all. Manny not doing much at all. Need him to get going. Certainly,
he was going. They were hot. He stopped going. They're not hot.
Yeah,
it's very. That's always been the case.
I'm gonna see him today. I'm gonna get in his ear a little bit and chew him out a little bit for if you guys want me to. What's up? What's the problem? Like, son's going to his camp today. He's playing at the camp. Now I don't. My guess. What's your guess on how long you'll see Manny Machado at Manny Machado camp? 15 minutes?
What time is the camp?
Not. She drops him off in like an hour and a half. Registration's like 7:30 to 9.
So call it 8 to noon.
So call it 9 to noon.
9 to noon?
Yeah.
I bet he'll be there for an hour.
You think an hour?
Yeah.
Will he be down in the...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he'll give some time to the kids.
I'm excited
there.
For Bo,
I bet he's there
man.
At the end.
I think he puts his name on it. He wants to at least, you know, have some interaction with all the campers.
I don't know that he's there right at the start.
Yeah.
Not he's not sitting at the table.
No,
what's
no,
your name, little buddy?
No, exactly.
Fred, all right, welcome to the camp. Yeah, here's your shirt. What are you, an L? Here's your shirt. Now, I doubt he's doing that. But
it'll be more than just like 1 5-minute meet and greet at the end, though.
He's got to do.
He'll get in there for a little.
He's got to do an entrance, right? They have to do entrance, ladies and gentlemen. Why didn't they ask me that? I would have come out and been this hype, man. I do it every day here anyway. Be happy to do it. I'm excited for Bo, man, to get out there and you know, show him his stuff. And but I will go down after the show. That's why I'm actually leaving instead of the roundtable, going down to watch him at camp. And yeah, if you need me to say something to Manny today, I'll say, hey, man, get it going. We need you. We need to ride on those shoulders.
Maybe that'll be a roundtable question. What should Woods say to Manny?
Please leave me out of the roundtable. I'm begging you. Don't even bring my name up. All right? All right. Let's have some fun today. Jeez.
Wow, that wasn't a fun segment. Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Sad.
It was the worst foreplay ever.
Nobody, you know what? Nobody's happy with that.
Let's start over foreplay.
Yeah, we'll
when we come back, let's play Barry White.
Yeah.
Let's actually foreplay it up before we get to our Padres wrap up.
Yes. I would love that.
Redoing foreplay when we return after traffic with Kelly Danick, Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. After some technical difficulties, we're back. We're better than ever. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Great to have you guys.
Happy 7-11 day. It's July 11th, which means, of course, 7-11.
What do you get? Like free Slurpee or something?
Usually like free small Slurpees. I haven't checked on the promotions. What's your go-to guilty pleasure?
Cherry.
Cherry and cola combined together in the Slurpee.
Let's do cherry.
Do you ever do anything from the roller? The roller, you know, that usually is for hot dogs, but they have they have all those other items. I'm terrified of them.
Not in years. I mean, really? I have before. I've had a
spicy garlic chicken roller.
I've had many a 7-Eleven hot dog.
Korean barbecue taquito.
What always
barbecue bacon cheeseburger roller? It's like a cheeseburger, but in the form of a hot dog.
I always see people in there eating them, and I'm
terrified.
I am too. Yeah, I don't know. Everyone in the chat's saying their taquitos are amazing. I might try one then. I like taquitos a lot.
I love taquitos.
I've tried to. Yeah, you know, the older you get, you want to limit your. Your meals at 7-Eleven as much
Purple
as you can.
Purple calls just chicken tubes.
Chicken tubes, yeah.
Well, I guess I'm always worried. You just don't know how long they've been rolling there.
No.
So, like, how long have they been there?
I'm reading about today's free Slurpee Day.
Okay.
Yeah. 7-Eleven. Free Slurpee Day. You can walk into any 7-Eleven and get a free small Slurpee. No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Love that part.
I do too.
And then if you are a rewards member on their app, you can get another free Slurpee between tomorrow and the end of the month.
Okay.
And then today's Slurpees that are the free ones are all coming in a special cup designed by 7-year-old Nolan, who beat cancer at age 4.
That's so awesome.
So I don't know what those look like exactly.
That's killer.
I wonder if there's a picture.
It wins the 7-Eleven speakeasy opening up, and you can go stay and spend the night for a weekend. And
I think they have those.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
Now, I want to say, we started the show. You mentioned this is your last day of the week.
Yeah.
On vacation.
My Friday.
Then we dove right into Padres doom. And
terrible.
It was not fun. But I wanted to say, we talked about it pretty in-depth yesterday. I think it was our 8 o'clock kind of reset. We talked about how you were going to see the same band 3 nights in a row at 3 different locations.
Correct.
And I'm not hating on it. I think it's interesting and fascinating. I don't know that I got that in me. I don't know that I would do anything 3 nights in a row.
I don't know that I do either.
But I thought about it all day yesterday.
You effed me up so bad yesterday when he said to me, it's like going to see the same movie 3 nights in a row. And I went, you stupid, stupid bastard.
You can look at their past set list and go, they're not deviating from this set list.
I mean, people
go
to like Padres game 3 nights in a row,
yeah,
but they're going to be different every single night.
Oh, you will never see the same Padres.
Well, actually, you feel like you do
you
sometimes.
You feel like you have, but...
But I was thinking about your trip. So you're heading out tonight. You'll be gone all weekend.
Yeah.
How does that play out at home?
With the missus?
Because you do this often. Solo vacation Woods. I know you guys got a trip like next week. You're going to Hawaii in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But you do this a couple of times a year.
Yeah, where I'll just go see a show
alone. Does Hannah bust your balls ever?
Hannah never busts my balls until it's the day to come home. The day to come home is when it's like panic has set in. You've been gone. You get your ass home. ASAFP. So it, my 2-day trip really turns into a 1-day trip because there's no getting up and leisurely having breakfast on Sunday, taking my buddy to the airport. My buddy now has to take an Uber to the airport, which is fine. He's a big boy, you know, and I got to get my ass back home, which curtails my Saturday night as well because I can now not go near as hard as I was going, which, by the way, probably a good thing. Look, I'm going to be missing my kids. I'll see my kids today. I won't see them tomorrow at all, and that will kill me. I'll be ready to get back Sunday for sure. No, she doesn't. Here's the thing. She would rather let me go by myself to see a band I love than go see that band I love with me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
She does not. And by the way,
now technically, you're going with a friend, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's a buddy's trip.
It's a buddy's trip.
It's technically a buddy's trip.
Yeah.
And I think everybody, guys and girls, need to have a buddy's trip every once in a while where they get away from their significant other, get with a different group of people, and hang out for a couple of days.
Right. Right,
that's healthy. That's normal and healthy.
But I've 100% gone up to L.A. to go see Crosses or something solo. I mean, I didn't
know. That's true.
You
have done that.
And she's like, go, have a fun time. You know, great. I think you got to have a little independence, I think, in your marriage. Because, again, she goes and does these trips, and I'm like, go, have a ball. I think when she leaves, it's easier to parent. Right? Like, I think it's easier. Like, I don't have a hard time with my two boys. And she, I think, has a little bit harder time when I'm gone. Because I'm, like, the mean one. You know? Like, I know what you're saying.
I'm the yeller. When you're on your own, obviously, you're on 24-7. If anything happens with the kids, they gotta get up in the middle of the night, you don't have anyone to assist you. But I know what you're saying.
Anything goes.
Well, it's also, you don't have to worry about what the other person thinks. Like, whatever decision you're making, it's good because it's your decision and you handle the situation however you want to handle it when the other person is gone.
Yeah.
Correct?
Well, the dishes will pile and pile and pile and pile.
If you want that, you can do that.
And then we just wash them all.
At the end.
At the end. She thinks I'm saying something out of school. I'm not. She's mad in the chat, but I am. It's absolutely easier. It's easier for me to parent. Like if she goes away,
and it should also be somewhat easier for her when you're gone. No,
apparently it's not. Maybe some of us are just built different as far as parenting goes. I don't know. It could be. I'm gonna get dead. I just said I'm gonna get killed.
I'm gonna get deaded
by her. Yeah, listen.
She's gonna dead you.
She is. She's very mad right now. I mean, again.
Somebody in the chat.
Is it possible
said,
you will be here tomorrow morning?
No. Zero chance.
Somebody in the chat said another soft offensive outing last night. And then right below that, Hannah goes, another soft offensive conversation.
Offensive conversation. Right, well, listen, I mean, I don't think I'm wrong. Many dads have agreed with me. Many, many dads in my circle have said, game this easy? Is the game really this easy? My wife's out of town? This easy?
I have no children, so I have no comments.
Yeah, there you go. It's easy. It's easier.
But you know that because you know you'll get right back to your routine in a couple of days.
That's what makes it easier.
If it was always like that, things would fall apart completely.
I'd be dead. I would be
dead. It only works for a short period of time, maybe a 48-hour burst.
Yeah. Oh, no, this
isn't parenting.
This isn't a 3-month thing.
It's not, oh, this would be so much better if I could just have a month without help. No.
Okay.
You're talking about a short 48-hour burst.
Kids, mom's got to do 3 months in jail. I'm dead. There's no way I get through it. I fly my parents into hell.
All right.
There's no chance.
Yeah. What does Hannah go to jail for?
What does Hannah? Assault on me.
Assault?
Just tries to choke me out. Something. Beats me.
You think that would get passed?
Punches me in the face.
I think she'd be able to clear that with a judge.
She probably would.
But he goes on his radio show and pisses me off.
She's really getting mad right now. She's very, really upset. I don't know. I mean, I think, babe, look inward on this one. Look inward. Ask maybe if it's something that you're doing differently. Look inward on this. But I like when it's just me and the boys sometimes because, again, we do feel a little bit less encumbered.
Yeah, I know. It's probably not always the case. But probably in my case, your case, our standards are lower. And it's easier to meet lower standards. Correct?
Yes.
Much. We have lower parenting standards.
Next Gen Breaks says we whine more than women. I don't even think we're whining right now. I think we're just having a conversation. You know,
that's a little misogynistic too.
I think that's a little. I think that's very misogynistic. How dare you? Next gen breaks. I think men and women whine equally. How about that? Again, built different. That's how we do it.
I apologize. I guess I brought this up. I didn't mean it for it to go this way. I was genuinely interested in how that worked out. Because I mean, I'm going on a bachelor party next month.
Man.
I was thinking very long and hard about it. My friend group. I go, this has got to be the last one, like for a while.
I'm begging you guys
like
to make
for
this.
A while.
Thanks for the $1,000 bill, guys.
Went,
at least
went to another one in November. Got one coming up next month. But like, obviously, that one it's a no brainer. Megan's like, yeah, go have fun, go for it. But then like the next trip I go on, I'm sure she'll be there with me. We'll be planning a trip together.
Right.
And I just was like, huh, Woods does this a little bit, like two or three times a year, I'd say.
I do. We both enjoy our independence, and that's
fine. I think
fine.
It's great. I just was curious. It's a fascinating trip to me.
No, she does not expect me. I don't have to like call a bunch, check in a bunch. We've actually learned that's probably the worst way to do it. Just go have your fun. Let me know you're alive, and then I'll see you when you get home. But when she gets panicked, is that morning of the morning I'm supposed to come home. There are no leisurely strolls. Hey, babe, we were going to get a hike in before. Oh, no. Get your ass. We were going river rafting today. No, there is no river rafting today. You get your ass in the car and get your ass home. I've got work.
Next week.
I've got this.
Month.
Are you? I've got this. I've got that. Get home. So Sunday morning, I'll be driving back at probably 6:30 in the morning, so it's fine. I can't wait, man. I'm really looking forward to it. And tonight, if you're out in North Park, we'll be at the observatory seeing the Afghan Whigs. Probably be at $7,000 as well. You want to come by and have a drink? I'll buy you a drink. Come on out.
Bottom line, get your free Slurpee today on 7-Eleven Day.
Yes, that is the point of that whole segment.
That's about all we've got now. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll come back. Yes, people, we will get into yesterday's Padres game. 2-0 loss to the Seattle Mariners. They were swept. They've lost four in a row. We are all feeling it. We know how this works now at this point. It's nothing new, Padres fans. You've been going through it all season long. Get to the highlights in our Padres wrap-up. Coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Oh, yeah, we've got a Padres roundtable coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, which means, yeah, we've got 5 hours to talk about this lovely, lovely baseball week we've been having here in San Diego.
You and I can, since I won't be on it, you can grill me now.
Test some later. Of your
test
I
your
will.
Questions.
I will test out some of the questions for sure.
Okay.
I just want to make the point. So last Friday, Padres had one of the most memorable, spectacular wins. The come from ahead, come from behind, walk off, Manny Machado home run on Friday night. That capped a run where they had won 12 of 15 games.
Yes,
if you're sitting there on Friday night going, is this a good sign or a bad sign for the San Diego Padres? Playing really great baseball. They just had an incredible walk-off win. Do you think this means good or bad things for the Padres going forward?
Would that put them 6 games above .500?
Yeah. Season high, 6 games above .500. Are they trending in the right direction or the wrong direction?
To the moon.
You would have said, of course, the exact wrong answer.
Yep. And then the very next night, loading the bases with a chance to win that game. Had they walked that one off, you win that series. It's the tenor and tone of the week is entirely different. We're unable to get the big hit in that one. We're unable to pitch well in that one, really.
Yeah.
Also, so, yeah.
They had two bad games.
They really did.
Sunday and Tuesday were both pretty bad games overall. Just didn't do a lot well. Yesterday wasn't one of those. We'll go through it. I don't think yesterday was a bad game. Yesterday was a game between two fairly evenly matched teams that you lost.
Yeah, and it's you know, the moral victory thing. And I moral victory the hell out of Saturday night. I left Saturday night's game going, oh, man. Whew, this team, they sure do grind and fight, man. And kudos to them. This loss doesn't even feel like a loss.
They bounce back tomorrow, win a series.
BFD, we'll get at it tomorrow. And then to go out and just on Sunday, and then to go out and on Tuesday, and then to go out and lose yesterday. The moral victory crowd is, I don't think they're going to want to hear that right now. And that's okay. I mean, it's the logical way to look at it. Hey, they hit some balls hard yesterday, didn't find holes. They didn't make some plays that they should have made that cost them runs. Michael King absolutely pitched his tail off yesterday. There's a lot to be excited about for him. But you can't lose those games when your starting pitcher picks you up and gives you exactly what you've been looking for. And, again, off of a guy that had a 7 ERA on the road, man. The guy comes in and he looks like, you know, prime Garrett Cole or Justin Verlander against you. That can't happen.
Now, there's no reason why he should have a 7 ERA on the road. He's a good pitcher. He's an
Yeah, but he does.
He does, but that could just be random noise.
Well, if he's a good pitcher, why doesn't he pitch
season.
Good on the road?
Yeah, if he's a good pitcher, why doesn't he pitch good on the road?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Well, you had him on the ropes. You had him on the friggin' ropes. And you had him back to pitching like crap on the road, and you let him off the hook.
Let's go through the game. We'll have our Padres wrap up coming up right after this.
Check a short one.
Traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame if they lose.
Oh, a shame indeed.
It's a complete crap.
Oh, I did not like that.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
Are you kidding me?
Boo.
It's the Padres wrap-up, presented by Hummel Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hummel Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
It's not your fault.
Blanco batting left-handed, swings at the first pitch, grounds it to a rise, and it goes in between the wickets into right field. Raleigh will come in and score, and that stolen base big for the Mariners. They take a 1-0 lead here in the second. King delivers. That's a line drive base hit into right center field. Braley rounding third on his way. Merrill's throw is cut by Arise. An RBI single for Polanco, and the Mariner lead is now 2-0. 2-2 now. Peralta swings, loops it up the middle, caught by Crawford, just onto the outfield grass, and the ball game is over. Munoz and the Mariners hold on. They shut the Padres out 2-0 this afternoon, and they sweep this two-game set.
Well, we weren't able to get the big hit. We needed it. We faced really good pitching, faced upper-level pitching. You know, these guys have good arms. Miller threw the ball well, just like Gilbert.
Like Nelson.
Commanding all his pitches, throwing it where he wanted to. Thought the at-bats were tough. Thought we created some opportunities. You face good pitching, there's not going to be an abundance of them. And when you do get them, got to get that proverbial big hit. We just weren't able to do it today.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Let's be honest. So when Peralta, if you were watching on television at least, I don't know if it looked different if you were live in the ballpark, but when the ball left the bats, two-run single, game's tied,
no,
right?
No question.
That's the thought everybody had seeing that.
It.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah!
Well,
yeah.
One of those just quirks of perspective and not knowing exactly how hard a ball is hit off the bat,
yeah.
But the trajectory and the angle of which it headed toward the outfield screamed two-run single to me at that moment.
It did. And had that ball been screaming a little bit more, it may have fallen. But listen, man, the weird thing about this week, when you were out on Monday, we had Tim Flannery in, and we specifically asked him about the art of coaching third base. And we asked him about Tim Leeper in particular. Now, he knows Tim. He loves Tim. Thinks Tim's a great, great dude. And I must have gone over the plays yesterday in the second inning 1,000 times. In my head, I'm like, all right, the base hit by, you had runners on first and second with David Peralta up. He hits a soft knock through the right side.
Right. Yeah, you've got a slow runner at second.
Very slow. A lot of people were saying, oh, man, you got to send him there based on, you know, who's coming up behind you. But he didn't. He didn't. He held him there, which, by the way, less than, you know, with one out, a decent move. Then he sent him on the Ha-Sung Kim lazy pop fly to center, which Julio Rodriguez played it absolutely perfect. Did the full circle around it, had full momentum coming into the plate through a one-hop strike right to home, and he was thrown out at the plate, inning over, double play. And he just got roasted on Twitter yesterday. I was asking Timmy about, you know, when that happens, and he said, I would vomit. I would vomit after a game like I did something like that. I would absolutely vomit. You know, it's very convenient for us to blame umpires or third base coaches or blah, 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 blah. You have to hit. You've got to hit the baseball. You've got to hit the baseball with authority. Okay? One run's not going to get it done. The whole tenor of the game could have changed, but it didn't. You got to pick yourself up. You can't then go cold for five more innings at the dish. I'm not blaming Tim Leeper at all. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. I would have probably, if I was going to send him on one, it probably would have been the Peralta Rodriguez.
And in hindsight, that's pretty easy to say that was probably the better opportunity to send. Now, you don't know what the next opportunity is going to be. You could have sent him on the single. He gets thrown out at home.
And everyone loses their mind. It's Donovan Solano.
And then, you know, Ha-Sung Kim lines a single to left, and they end up not scoring because they sent him. Or you can not send Solano on the fly ball to center, and Brett Sullivan then just makes it out, and you don't score that way either. Just because you made an out at home plate doesn't necessarily make it the wrong decision. Now, you always, in hindsight, you go, well, I would have liked to have tried something else because we know it didn't work the way I did it. But it doesn't necessarily mean it was the wrong decision. Sometimes there are no right decisions in baseball.
Right.
Maybe there was no way the Padres were scoring that inning. Perhaps every decision that Tim Leeper could have made in that choice would have been wrong.
If there's ever been a situation like that where both choices were wrong, I think you found it yesterday. I really do. And again, you know how I am. I put it on the players and their lack of execution to not win that baseball game against a pitcher that has not pitched well on the road at all. And again, you had him on the ropes, and you didn't take advantage again. And your offense is scuffling right now. You got to get it together. The break's going to do them well, but we're not on vacation yet. You know, we're not on vacation. They're not on vacation. They got three games left. They got to show some heart and some fight in these last three.
But ultimately, like, yesterday's game wasn't that different than the rest of the games this season. They put the ball in play. Bryce Miller, one strikeout over his six innings. They put the ball in play.
Yeah.
They just,
much of the same formula.
They just didn't, you know. A lot of the times the Padres have scored a lot of runs. They don't hit the ball any harder. They just find holes. Yeah. They string together hits. They have that four-run inning. It's not all screaming line drives all over the place.
Not all bombs.
They need the ball to fall in sometimes to put together their rallies. It didn't yesterday. It's a flaw of the San Diego Padres, but it's a flaw of a lot of teams as well. Michael King was terrific. Nine strikeouts. Much more dominant than Bryce Miller was.
Much more.
On the mound. Much more dominant than Bryce Miller. Padres, though, just didn't take advantage of any of their opportunities. You know, they had more hits, but not the right times. That does happen in baseball sometimes. It doesn't mean the Padres are okay, but it also doesn't mean that, you know, everything's a disaster as well. They could go out tomorrow, and I wouldn't be surprised if those started falling in, and they have a big inning and score six or seven runs.
So, final score, Mariners 2, Padres 0. Mariners had 2 runs, 4 hits. Their expected batting average for the game was 177. We had 0 runs, 6 hits. Our expected batting average was 242, which, that's nothing crazy, but it's certainly better than them. They found holes. They took advantage of an error. That was brutal. That was a brutal, brutal sequence from Luis Arraez. And, you know, again, that's the knock on Luis Arraez.
It's just you've pretty much, he had one bad game defensively, but pretty much he got through the entire time of Luis Arraez playing at first base.
Yeah.
Okay, he did okay, and then the final game, likely that he's at first base because Xander Bogaerts is probably back and Jake Cronenworth returns, he commits the critical error that puts you behind in the second inning. It's like just one more day that we had to get through.
That was the Billy Buckner from Beantown play there. It sucked. I mean, I don't even think it hit his glove, man. It just went right through his legs. But again, it's one run. Remember when errors were fatal at the beginning of the year? Ha-Sung Kim would boot one. Next guy would hit a 3-run homer. You got to pick him up, offense. You got to pick up Michael King that's out there shoving his ass off for you. K and nine guys just doing a brilliant, brilliant job. Already over his innings limit, you know, previous innings pitched in a season. He is grinding for you. Get out there and get that guy a win yesterday off a pitcher that you should have, could have handled, and you didn't.
So Padres will take today off. They will have their final series of the first half starting on Friday when the Atlanta Braves come to town. And obviously, you don't want to go into the All-Star break like seven straight losses and under 500. So pretty important series coming up this weekend against the Atlanta Braves. Want to make sure you win that season series as well. We'll come back. We got Real or Fake on a Thursday, Throwback Thursday, chance to qualify for Las Vegas. Some injury report updates on the Padres as well, next on The Fan. Oh, yeah, we've got a Padres roundtable coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, which means, yeah, we've got 5 hours to talk about this lovely, lovely baseball week we've been having here in San Diego.
You and I can, since I won't be on it, you can grill me. Now,
test some
later.
Of your.
Test
some
I
your
will.
Questions.
I will test out some of the questions for sure.
Okay.
I just want to make the point. So last Friday, Padres had one of the most memorable, spectacular wins. The come from ahead, come from behind, walk off Manny Machado home run on Friday night. That capped a run where they had won 12 of 15 games.
Yes,
if you're sitting there on Friday night going, is this a good sign or a bad sign for the San Diego Padres? Playing really great baseball. They just had an incredible walk-off win. Do you think this means good or bad things for the Padres going forward?
Would that put them 6 games above 500?
Yeah, season high, 6 games above 500. Are they trending in the right direction or the wrong direction?
To the moon.
You would have said, of course, the exact wrong answer.
Yep, and then the very next night, loading the bases with a chance to win that game. Had they walked that one off, you win that series. It's the tenor and tone of the week is entirely different. We're unable to get the big hit in that one. We're unable to pitch well in that one, really.
Yeah.
Also, so, yeah.
They had two bad games.
They really did.
Sunday and Tuesday were both pretty bad games overall. Just didn't do a lot well. Yesterday wasn't one of those. We'll go through it. I don't think yesterday was a bad game. Yesterday was a game between two fairly evenly matched teams that you lost.
Yeah, and it's you know, the moral victory thing, and I moral victory the hell out of Saturday night. I left Saturday night's game going, oh man, whew, this team, they sure do grind and fight, man, and kudos to them. This loss doesn't even feel like a loss.
They bounce back tomorrow, win a series.
BFD, we'll get at it tomorrow, and then to go out and just on Sunday, and then to go out and on Tuesday, and then to go out and lose yesterday. The moral victory crowd is, I don't think they're going to want to hear that right now. And that's okay. I mean, it's the logical way to look at it. Hey, they hit some balls hard yesterday, didn't find holes. They didn't make some plays that they should have made that cost them runs. Michael King absolutely pitched his tail off yesterday. There's a lot to be excited about for him. But you can't lose those games when your starting pitcher picks you up and gives you exactly what you've been looking for. And, again, off of a guy that had a 7 ERA on the road, man. The guy comes in and he looks like, you know, prime Garrett Cole or Justin Verlander against you. That can't happen.
Now, there's no reason why he should have a 7 ERA on the road. He's a good pitcher.
Yeah, but he does.
He does, but that could just be random noise over
pitcher,
the course of the season.
Why doesn't he pitch good on the road?
Yeah, if he's a good pitcher, why doesn't he pitch good on the road?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Well, you had him on the ropes. You had him on the friggin' ropes. And you had him back to pitching like crap on the road, and you let him off the hook.
Let's go through the game. We'll have our Padres wrap-up coming up right after this. Check
a short one.
Traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame, it's a shame if they lose.
Oh, a shame indeed.
It's a complete crap.
Oh, I did not like that.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
Are you kidding me?
Boo.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hummel Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hummel Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hummel Casino, fun above all else.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
It's not your fault.
Blanco batting left-handed, swings at the first pitch, grounds it to a rise, and it goes in between the wickets into right field. Raleigh will come in and score, and that stolen base big for the Mariners. They take a 1-0 lead here in the second. King delivers. That's a line drive base hit into right center field. Braley rounding third on his way. Merrill's throw is cut by Arise. An RBI single for Polanco. And the Mariner lead is now 2-0. 2-2 now. Peralta swings. Loops it up the middle. Caught by Crawford. Just onto the outfield grass. And the ball game is over. Munoz and the Mariners hold on. They shut the Padres out 2-0 this afternoon, and they sweep this two-game set.
Well, we weren't able to get the big hit. We needed it. We faced really good pitching, faced upper-level pitching. You know, these guys have good arms. Miller threw the ball well, just like Gilbert.
Like Nelson.
Commanding all his pitches, throwing it where he wanted to. Thought the at-bats were tough. Thought we created some opportunities. You face good pitching, there's not going to be an abundance of them. And when you do get them, got to get that proverbial big hit. We just weren't able to do it today.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Let's be honest. So when Peralta, if you were watching on television at least, I don't know if it looked different if you were live in the ballpark, but when the ball left the bats,
they said,
two-run single, game's tied,
no,
right?
No question.
That's the thought, everybody. Pat,
so
seeing that?
It?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah!
Yeah, well, one of those just quirks of perspective and not knowing exactly how hard a ball is hit off the bat,
yeah.
But the trajectory and the angle of which it headed toward the outfield,
yeah,
screamed two-run single to me at that moment.
It did, and had that ball been screaming a little bit more, it may have fallen. But listen, man, the weird thing about this week, when you were out on Monday, we had Tim Flannery in, and we specifically asked him about the art of coaching third base. And we asked him about Tim Leeper in particular. Now, he knows Tim. He loves Tim. Thinks Tim's a great, great dude. And I must have gone over the plays yesterday in the second inning 1,000 times. In my head, I'm like, all right, the base hit by, you had runners on first and second with David Peralta up. He hits a soft knock through the right side.
Right. Yeah, you got a slow runner at second.
Very slow. A lot of people were saying, oh, man, you got to send him there based on, you know, who's coming up behind you. But he didn't. He didn't. He held him there, which, by the way, less than, you know, with one out, a decent move. Then he sent him on the Ha-Sung Kim lazy pop fly to center, which Julio Rodriguez played it absolutely perfect. Did the full circle around it, had full momentum coming into the plate through a one-hop strike right to home, and he was thrown out at the plate, inning over, double play. And he just got roasted on Twitter yesterday. I was asking Timmy about, you know, when that happens, and he said, I would vomit. I would vomit after a game like I did something like that. I would absolutely vomit. You know, it's very convenient for us to blame umpires or third base coaches or blah, 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 blah. You have to hit. You've got to hit the baseball. You've got to hit the baseball with authority, okay? One run's not going to get it done. The whole tenor of the game could have changed, but it didn't. You got to pick yourself up. You can't then go cold for 5 more innings at the dish. I'm not blaming Tim Leeper at all. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. I would have probably, if I was going to send him on one, it probably would have been the Peralta
hit, and not the
Rodriguez.
And in hindsight, that's pretty easy to say that was probably the better opportunity to send. Now, you don't know what the next opportunity is going to be. You could have sent him on the single. He gets thrown out at home.
And everyone loses their mind. It's Donovan Solano.
And then, you know, Ha-Sung Kim lines a single to left, and they end up not scoring because they sent him. Or you can not send Solano on the fly ball to center, and Brett Sullivan then just makes it out, and you don't score that way either. Just because you made an out at home plate doesn't necessarily make it the wrong decision. Now, you always, in hindsight, you go, well, I would have liked to have tried something else because we know it didn't work the way I did it. But it doesn't necessarily mean it was the wrong decision. Sometimes there are no right decisions in baseball.
Right.
Maybe there was no way the Padres were scoring that inning. Perhaps every decision that Tim Leeper could have made in that choice would have been wrong.
If there's ever been a situation like that where both choices were wrong, I think you found it yesterday. I really do. And again, you know how I am. I'm not riding for I put it on the players and their lack of execution to not win that baseball game against a pitcher that has not pitched well on the road at all. And again, you had him on the ropes, and you didn't take advantage again. And your offense is scuffling right now. You got to get it, together. The break's going to do them well, but we're not on vacation yet. You know, we're not on vacation. They're not on vacation. They got three games left. They got to show some heart and some fight in these last three.
But ultimately, like, yesterday's game wasn't that different than the rest of the games this season. They put the ball in play. Bryce Miller, one strikeout over his six innings. They put the ball in play.
Yeah.
They just,
much of the same formula.
They just didn't, you know. A lot of the times, the Padres have scored a lot of runs. They don't hit the ball any harder. They just find holes. Yeah. They string together hits. They have that four-run inning. It's not all screaming line drives all over the place.
Not
they
all bombs.
They need the ball to fall in sometimes to put together their rallies. It didn't yesterday. That's a, it's a flaw of the San Diego Padres, but it's a flaw of a lot of teams as well. Michael King was terrific. Nine strikeouts. Much more dominant than Bryce Miller was.
Much more.
On the mound. Much more dominant than Bryce Miller. Padres, though, just didn't take advantage of any of their opportunities. You know, they had more hits, but not the right times. That does happen in baseball sometimes. It doesn't mean the Padres are okay, but it also doesn't mean that, you know, everything's a disaster as well. They could
go out tomorrow, and I
wouldn't be surprised if those started falling in, and they have a big inning and score six or seven runs.
So, final score, Mariners 2, Padres 0. Mariners had two runs, four hits. Their expected batting average for the game was 177. We had zero runs, six hits. Our expected batting average was 242, which that's nothing crazy, but it's certainly better than them. They found holes. They took advantage of an error. That was brutal. That was a brutal, brutal sequence from Luis Arraez. And, you know, again, that's the knock on Luis Arraez.
It's just you've pretty much – he had one bad game defensively, but pretty much he got through the entire time of Luis Arraez playing at first base.
Yeah.
Okay, he did okay, and then the final game likely that he's at first base because Xander Bogaerts is probably back and Jake Cronenworth returns, he commits the critical error that puts you behind in the second inning. It's like just one more day that we had to get through.
That was the Billy Buckner from Beantown play there. It sucked. I mean, I don't even think it hit his glove, man. It just went right through his legs. So listen, but again, it's one run. Remember when errors were fatal at the beginning of the year? Ha-Sung Kim would boot one. Next guy would hit a three-run homer. You got to pick him up, offense. You got to pick up Michael King that's out there shoving his ass off for you. K and nine guys just doing a brilliant, brilliant job. Already over his innings limit, you know, previous innings pitched in a season. He is grinding for you. Get out there and get that guy a win yesterday off a pitcher that you should have, could have handled, and you didn't.
So Padres will take today off. They will have their final series of the first half starting on Friday when the Atlanta Braves come to town. And obviously, you don't want to go into the All-Star break like seven straight losses and under 500. So pretty important series coming up this weekend against the Atlanta Braves. Want to make sure you win that season series as well. We'll come back. We got Real or Fake on a Thursday, Throwback Thursday, chance to qualify for Las Vegas. Some injury report updates on the Padres as well, next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.